Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going deep on something I'm sure you've seen in the news. Artificial intelligence in scientific publishing.
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere.
We'll be looking at the Heredia Declaration. Know that one?
Sure do.
A set of principles signed by a bunch of editors down in Costa Rica
Beginning of the year, right?
earlier this year. Yeah. So this document, it tries to lay out guidelines for how we use AI in science,
Yeah.
which honestly
Impacts all of us.
impacts all of us.
Yeah.
So big implications, even if you're not a scientist yourself.
You bet.
So what I found really interesting about the Heredia Declaration is how it doesn't just say AI is good or AI is bad for science.
Yeah. It's not that simple, is it?
It actually dives into like the nuances.
Tries to be balanced,
Yeah.
acknowledges both the potential benefits and
Well,
also the potential risks.
yeah, it's not shying away
Not at all.
from the complexity.
It really emphasizes responsible use.
Okay, so it's more about setting up some guardrails than
Exactly.
it is about saying AI is good or AI is bad.
Right. Like it reminds us that AI is sophisticated, don't get me
No,
wrong,
it's
but at
not.
the end of the day, it's still a tool.
A tool.
Yeah. And it's a tool that's created, trained, and used by humans. And that means, it can inherit our limitations and even amplify our biases if we're not really careful.
So we can't just assume AI is like this neutral, unbiased force.
Right. We got to be aware of that human element that's kind of baked into it
Right.
from the very beginning.
Yeah. And that makes the whole transparency thing so important. The
Absolutely.
traceability, the reproducibility.
All crucial when we're talking about using AI in scientific publishing.
So we need to understand like the data that was used to train the AI models, right?
Definitely.
How they actually function and what steps were taken to make sure they're not perpetuating, harmful biases,
Right, or spreading misinformation.
which is a huge concern
Oh, absolutely, especially given how much we rely on scientific findings
for everything.
for healthcare decisions, policymaking. I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah, the stakes are high. So to get into the nitty-gritty, the Ready Declaration, it outlines four main categories of principles. Did you want to?
General principles, roles of authorship, peer review, and editing.
And through all of them, that human element's front and center.
It has to be.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about the authorship part specifically,
Oh,
because I
right.
know that's been
Yeah.
big,
Beat the news.
a lot of headlines, right?
AI writing research papers.
Is it, though? What does the Heredia Declaration actually say about that?
Well, it gets pretty interesting here.
Okay.
The declaration states point blank AI cannot be an author. Authorship requires things like creativity, decision making, accountability.
And those are pretty human
At
qualities.
least for now.
At least for now, that's right.
So those headlines about AI writing papers are a little,
Misleading.
yeah, a little bit.
AI can assist in the process, sure. But authorship, that's a human role.
Okay, so what if a researcher uses AI to help with specific tasks like analyzing data or writing parts of their paper? Well, that's where transparency is absolutely crucial.
Okay.
The declaration is very specific here.
Okay.
Authors have to explicitly declare any use of AI in their work.
So tell everybody
Be upfront about it.
what they did.
Yeah, they need to specify which AI model was used, how it was used, and clearly identify which outputs were actually integrated into the publication.
So it's about giving readers all the information they need.
Exactly. So they can understand how the AI was involved.
And then assess the work appropriately.
You're right. And understand the potential influence of AI on the research.
So a lot of responsibility on the author, though.
Absolutely. They have a responsibility to evaluate the information generated by the AI, to validate its accuracy and prevent things like plagiarism, bias, misinformation from creeping in.
They can't just take the AI output and run with it.
No, they have to critically evaluate it
Be responsible.
and ethical.
And it's not just about the content of the research either, right?
Right. The declaration also talks about protecting sensitive data when using AI. Authors need to be careful that they're not feeding personal or confidential information into these AI models without proper authorization.
Yeah, that's a whole other can of worms.
Oh, what is a big one?
So we've got the authorship side, we've got all these considerations. What about after the research is done?
Okay.
AI in peer review. What's the Heredia Declaration say about that?
It's very clear on this point. The peer reviewer's judgment remains paramount.
Okay.
AI can be used to complement their expertise,
Sure.
but never to replace human evaluation.
So AI might be able to help reviewers analyze data or spot plagiarism,
Right.
but it's still a human who makes the final decision on the quality and the validity of the research.
Exactly. Human oversight and critical evaluation, even when using AI tools.
And are those reviewers expected to be transparent about their AI use as well?
Absolutely. Transparency is key across the board.
Okay.
Reviewers need to disclose which AI models they used and how those models informed their evaluation. This helps to maintain the integrity and the transparency of the entire peer review process.
Which is so important.
It really is, even as AI tools become more commonplace.
It sounds like the overall theme here is making sure AI enhances the process, but doesn't undermine the core values.
Right.
Like scientific rigor and human judgment.
Striking that balance, embracing the potential of AI while safeguarding the integrity of scientific publishing. That's what the Heredia Declaration is all about.
So we've covered authorship, we've covered peer review.
Mm-hmm.
What about the editor?
Ah, yes, the editor.
Where does AI fit into that part of publishing?
Well, the Heredia Declaration is firm here too. The editor's role is crucial.
Okay.
Cannot be replaced by AI.
So no robot editors anytime soon?
Not according to these guidelines, no.
Okay.
The editor is ultimately responsible for overseeing the entire publication process.
Right.
Ensuring quality control, upholding ethical standards.
All those really important things.
Exactly. These are tasks that require human judgment and experience.
But I imagine there are ways that AI could be helpful to editors.
Oh, for sure.
What kind of things are we talking about?
Things like screening submissions.
Okay.
Identifying potential reviewers, even checking for formatting errors.
So taking care of some of the more tedious tasks?
Exactly. But just like everyone else, editors are expected to be transparent about their use of AI.
Got it.
Disclosing to both authors and readers when and how AI was used.
Transparency really is the common thread.
It's fundamental.
Throughout this whole declaration.
The declaration emphasizes that editors need to develop strategies to prevent the spread of bias and misinformation.
Okay.
To promote the use of open and reliable data.
Mm-hmm.
And to be upfront with authors and readers about any AI involvement in the publication process.
So it sounds like what they're trying to do is set the stage for a future where AI can be this really powerful tool for scientific advancement.
Right.
But where the human element remains firmly in control.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, this has been really helpful to kind of unpack the Heredia Declaration so far.
Yeah, glad to hear it.
It's clear that it's trying to do a lot of groundwork.
Laying the foundation.
For responsible AI use in scientific publishing.
Mm.
But I'm curious to explore some of the broader implications.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay. What does this all mean for how we access, understand, engage with scientific information?
It's a big question, but a really important one.
All right, let's dive in.
Let's do it. Well, let's start by looking at some of the potential benefits, right?
Okay.
One of the most exciting things about AI is its potential to really make scientific research more accessible to a much wider audience.
Oh, yeah. That could be huge.
Right. I mean, think about it. So much valuable research is hidden behind jargon and really technical language.
It's intimidating.
Right.
Even for people with some science background.
Absolutely. It can be really difficult to understand.
So how could AI help with that?
Well, one way is through language translation.
Oh, interesting.
Imagine AI-powered tools that can translate those complex scientific papers into plain language that anyone can understand.
So you could have research from all over the world suddenly accessible to everybody.
It could truly democratize scientific knowledge.
Yeah, that's a powerful idea.
And AI could also help to personalize scientific information.
Now that's an interesting concept.
Right. What if you had a platform that used AI to curate scientific articles based on your specific interests?
Okay, I'm picturing like my own personalized science newsfeed.
That's the idea.
That's cool.
So let's say you're fascinated by renewable energy.
Okay, yeah, I am.
This platform could gather articles from tons of different sources.
Yeah.
Present them to you in a way that's easy to understand.
Geared towards my level.
Exactly.
Very cool.
And it doesn't stop there. AI could also help to summarize complex research findings.
Oh, that would be huge.
You know those dense articles that are a struggle to get through?
I know them well.
AI could condense those findings into something more digestible.
Make it easier for everyone to grasp the key takeaway.
Exactly.
So it sounds like AI has the potential to really revolutionize the way we consume scientific information.
It does.
Making it more accessible, more personalized, more engaging.
I think so, but like any powerful technology, we have to be aware of the potential challenges too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There are definitely some downsides to consider.
Like what? What should we be wary of?
Well, one of the biggest concerns, as we touched on earlier, is the potential for AI to amplify existing biases.
Hmm. Yeah, we talked about how AI is trained on data.
Right. And if that data is biased, then the outputs generated by the AI will also be biased.
Which could lead to,
A whole host of problems.
yeah, like what? Give me a real world example.
Okay, imagine an AI model that's trained on data from medical studies,
Okay.
but those studies historically underrepresented female participants.
Okay. I see where this is going.
Now that AI model could generate research that perpetuates inaccurate conclusions about how effective certain treatments are for women.
Because the data it's working with is flawed.
Exactly. It highlights how crucial it is to address bias in AI development.
We can't just blindly trust the output.
Right. We need to be really critical of where that information is coming from.
So bias is a big one. What else?
Another challenge is information overload.
Oh, yeah, that's already a problem.
It is, and AI can make it even worse.
How so?
Well, as AI becomes more sophisticated, it can generate enormous amounts of content.
Content for the sake of content.
Right, and that can make it even harder to sift through the noise and find reliable, high-quality information.
So it becomes even more difficult to know what to trust.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
not just about the quantity of information, but the quality and trustworthiness of that information.
And that's where I guess the Heredia Declaration comes in.
It does. It provides a framework for ensuring that AI is used responsibly and ethically.
To help mitigate some of these risks.
Exactly. To make sure the information we're consuming is actually reliable.
It seems like more than ever, we need to be really good at critical thinking.
Oh, absolutely. Critical thinking is essential in the age of AI.
It's not enough to just accept what we read online.
No way. We need to be able to evaluate information critically, to question assumptions, to consider different perspectives.
So that applies to everything, not just scientific papers.
A news article, a social media post. We have to be discerning consumers of information no matter the source.
Be critical.
Be skeptical, be able to identify bias, distinguish fact from fiction, and ultimately form your own informed opinions.
And the Heredia Declaration seems to encourage that kind of active engagement with scientific information.
It does. It's not just a set of guidelines for scientists and publishers. It's a call to action for all of us.
To be more informed and discerning consumers of scientific knowledge.
Exactly. We all have a responsibility to ensure AI is used ethically and effectively in this field.
This has been really eye-opening.
I'm glad.
AI is clearly a powerful tool
It is.
with the potential to completely transform scientific publishing,
Yeah.
but it's up to all of us to make sure it's used responsibly.
It's a crossroads moment, really. The decisions we make now about how to integrate AI will have a lasting impact.
It's both exciting and a little bit daunting.
It is, but it's also a huge opportunity to harness the power of AI.
While upholding those core values of scientific inquiry.
Exactly. The Heredia Declaration provides a solid foundation.
But it's up to all of us to build on it and make sure scientific knowledge remains trustworthy and accessible.
In the age of AI.
So what comes next? What happens after the Heredia Declaration? Is this a one-time statement, or is there more to be done? It's a great start, but it's not the end of the conversation, is it?
Not at all. It's an ongoing process, really.
Hmm.
It needs constant dialogue, adaptation, reevaluation, you know?
So it's a living document
I think of it that way, yeah.
that will kind of evolve as AI evolves.
Exactly. And this is where everyone comes in, not just scientists and editors.
Oh,
All
yeah.
of us, we as consumers of scientific information, we need to be aware of these issues.
And participating in the conversation.
Absolutely.
So what can we do as individuals? What are some things we should be asking ourselves as we try to make sense of all this?
Well, here are a few things to keep in mind. First, always consider the source.
The source of the research.
Exactly. Who funded it? Who conducted it? Were there any potential conflicts of interest?
These are questions we should already be asking,
Right.
but it feels like they become even more important when AI is involved.
It's like adding another layer of scrutiny.
Yeah, we can't just assume that because a study was published, it means it's automatically trustworthy.
Right. We need to dig a little deeper.
What else?
Look for transparency.
Okay.
Did the authors disclose their use of AI? If so, how did they use it? What specific AI models were involved?
And if a publication doesn't say anything about AI, should that raise a red flag?
It's definitely something to be mindful of. The lack of transparency doesn't automatically mean something is wrong, but it does warrant a more cautious approach.
Okay, so we need to be more critical readers, more discerning consumers of information.
Exactly. And finally, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Questions.
Yeah. If something seems unclear or too good to be true, reach out to the authors, the editors, or even other experts in the field.
So we all need to become more active participants in the scientific process.
I think so, rather than just passively absorbing information.
This deep dive has been incredibly insightful.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's clear that AI is a powerful tool with the potential to change the world of scientific publishing. But it's up to all of us to make sure it's used responsibly and ethically.
I couldn't agree more. The Heredia Declaration is a call to action, a reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the future of scientific knowledge.
So to our listeners out there, as you continue to explore the world of science, remember to keep those critical thinking skills sharp. And don't be afraid to ask questions. The landscape of scientific discovery is changing, and we all need to change with it.
And here's a final thought to leave you with. As AI continues to evolve, what role do you envision for yourself in ensuring the trustworthiness of scientific information? How can you contribute to the conversation and help shape a future where knowledge is both advanced and protected?
That's all for our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us.